Here is Bill Shade with today's moment from God's Word.
One of the characteristics of the end of this age will, according to Scripture, be a tendency to prefer fairy tales over the solid truth of the Word of God. The Apostle says it like this: the time will come when they will not endure sound teaching, but after their own lust they'll heap to themselves teachers because they have itching ears. And they will turn away their ears from the truth and be turned to fables. That's 2 Timothy 4, 3 and 4. The word translated fables there is muthas, and it means a fiction or a story that's divorced from the truth. Now, if you doubt that we've arrived at that juncture, consider this. We now believe that we can determine our own gender. We have a choice. That we can change our age. We can even change our species, and all such self-defined identities are now enshrined in anti-discrimination law. If the situation were not so tragic, it would be hilarious. So, how do we reach this stage? Well, Paul tells us in Romans 1, he says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And if we're ever to escape this state of folly and foolishness that we find ourselves in, we must return to the Word of God. Jesus said, sanctify them through thy truth, because thy word is truth.
This is Kyle Smith. You have been listening to Bible teacher and author Dr. Bill Shade, Director of Advanced Studies for Source of Light Ministries International. Our college-recognized 3-year Bible Institute curriculum is now available online. We invite you to visit us on the web at advancedbiblicalstudies.net. That's advancedbiblicalstudies.net. And begin a systematic study of God's Word today.